The following program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, presents the finest in comedy, romance, drama, in the Skippy Hollywood Theater. With Miss Marjorie Reynolds and swift-moving comedy Romance Incorporated. Now, here is the director of the Skippy Hollywood Theater, Mr. Lester Mitchell.
Thank you, Van. We've prepared an amusing and fast-paced comedy for this week, and we're very fortunate in obtaining as our star a young lady whose many fine performances have earned for her a reputation of being one of Hollywood's most glamorous and talented stars. You've seen her in many successful motion pictures, among them Monsieur Beaucaire, Holiday Inn, Dixie, and others. And we are proud and happy to present her now, Miss Marjorie Reynolds.
Thank you very much, Les. I've been looking forward to this moment for quite some time.
Well, that's good to hear, Marjorie, for such enthusiasm usually prefaces a fine performance. Incidentally, you had some very interesting comments to make on radio and motion pictures a few moments ago. I'd like to continue that conversation right after the final curtain.
I'll be Johnny on the spot.
Fine, then it's a date. But now, let's enrich ourselves with the wisdom of one Mr. Van Desitel.
Today, more than ever before, it seems, shoppers are very price conscious. You want to be assured of getting the most for your money, and you want to know about the quality of the product before you buy. Well, that's an attitude we welcome in relation to our product, Skippy Peanut Butter. You can see just what Skippy has to offer without spending a cent. Examine a jar of Skippy on your grocer's shelf. You'll notice first that it's a full pound jar and that it's reasonably priced. Next, you'll notice there's no messy floating oil on Skippy. Please understand the oil is in Skippy. That's necessary. But the exclusive Skippy process locks oil and peanut meats together for keeps. That means you'll never have to stir Skippy. It means that because Skippy can't dry out or become rancid, you'll never have to throw away a partly used jar. Skippy is a food without waste. It stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful. Try Skippy, and you'll see why economy-wise shoppers like yourself buy more Skippy than any other brand of peanut butter in America.
Thank you, Van Desitel. Now, curtain going up. Places, everyone. Curtain. The curtain is up, and here's the play. The Skippy Hollywood Theater presents Act One of Romance Incorporated, written by Lennox and Jerry Day, and starring Miss Marjorie Reynolds.
Why, Father, how you talk.
Oh, it's you.
It seems to be. May I come in?
Well, you are in.
May I sit down?
If you must stay.
I see you're in one of your good moods today.
Did it ever enter your head that this is a place of business?
It entered.
Then I take it that you have business to transact?
Correct.
Such as
the... There is the matter of my allowance.
Would a check take care of it?
How did the market close?
Up.
In that case, a check will take care of it.
Catherine, my dear, you're looking lovely, as usual.
She sure does all she's got to do.
Are you ready to go to dinner, Dudley?
Well, I... Dudley tenders his regrets, baby, but he's going to be in a very important business conference for a couple of hours.
It's quite evident that Lincoln's proclamation didn't apply to rising young stockbrokers.
Flippancies will get you nowhere, baby.
Oh, can't this wait until tomorrow?
I'm leaving town early in the morning. Won't be back until Monday.
What's so urgent?
Why don't you run along, my dear? I'll give you a ring in the morning. This is business. You wouldn't understand.
I will make a supreme effort.
All this noise is a waste of time. We're getting nowhere. Dudley, you go up and get the file on Martin Motors, and don't bring one of those confounded puzzles back with you.
What are you up to, Father?
I will explain.
Words of one syllable, please.
This is the neatest deal I have ever worked out.
Wait. First, let us dispose of the matter of Dudley.
Indeed.
I have been engaged to Dudley for 18 months, during which you have never given him enough time off to get married. Now it's come to the point where I can't even borrow him for dinner. Perhaps I'm awfully slow, but could it be that you don't want us to get married?
Could be.
List me reasons.
Oh, he's too dull. He's in a rut. He does crossword puzzles, for heaven's sake. What you need is a man who'll sweep you off your feet. A man who's boss. A man who'll call you Kate and make you like him.
What I need is beside the point. What I've got is Dudley. I know he's not after the family fortune. He's got plenty of his own. He's intelligent. He uses the right spoon. Besides, I'm fond of him.
Fiddlesticks.
Here's the file.
Ah, this company baby is going places. And in the very near future, according to my calculations.
Which are, as a rule, infallible.
A sound observation. In simple terms, there are 1 million shares of stock in the company. We own 499,000 shares. Unfortunately, J.C. Pierce, the old thief, bought up 499,000.
Even with my limited knowledge of monetary matters, I understand that he who gets the remaining shares, 2,000 of them, controls the company.
Shrewd deduction.
Well, the point is, we've got to find the owner before J.C. does, so we can get it at our price. We have to buy it before J.C. starts bidding against us and forces the price up.
Is it honest?
It's a business.
There are times when I agree with those who refer to you as the Wolf of Wall Street.
And there are times when such tactics result in a mink coat, like the one you got for Christmas.
There's no point in prolonging this discussion. I see that I'm going to play second fiddle to 2,000 shares of Martin Motors.
Oh, but my dear,
I'll tell you what I'll do. If you and Dudley, separately or collectively, can get hold of that stock, I'll give Dudley a month off and stake you to a honeymoon.
Well, Bertram, I have a few ideas that might work out.
I wonder.
This is your floor, sir.
Thank you.
Down?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, wait a minute. I've changed my mind.
My good man, when you recover enough to close your mouth, will you kindly get off my foot?
Oh. Why, of all things, I never expected to see you again.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't, but this is wonderful. I'm taking you to dinner, of course.
You're obviously demented.
You don't remember me?
Should I?
Why, of course you should. The USO.
The USO.
Oh, I was a lonely GI, ready to ship out, and you were an angel.
I was?
Yes, you was. Were. Don't you remember? Patrick Halliday.
There were so many GIs.
Oh, look, you don't know how many times out there in the foxhole I've wished that I could repay you for just talking to me that night. Now that I have the chance, well, how about it? Dinner, I mean.
Well, I...
Oh, wonderful. Come on. Shall I rattle off my customary line, or are you a silent dancer?
Rattle off.
You dance very well.
Oh, you lead very well.
Perhaps we're attuned.
I resent the implication.
Say, you aren't married or anything, are you?
Oh, I make it a rule never to answer impertinent questions.
There's an exception to every rule.
No.
No what?
No, I'm not married or anything.
Why not?
Maybe I've never been asked.
Oh, you've been asked, all right.
The young man talks flattering words.
Young man talks facts. He has to. He's a professor.
What do you teach?
English literature. The Romantic Age. Speaking of romance...
Which we weren't.
I'll only be in New York a short time.
And you want me to show you the town.
That would be indeed very charming of you.
Tell me, Professor, what caused you to forsake the sacred halls of learning?
Bertram Dutton and Company.
Dutton?
Mm-hmm.
What have you got to do with Dutton?
Business. Strictly business. I have no intention of associating with the Park Avenue slum crowd.
That has all the earmarks of a dirty crack.
Yeah, I've heard of his methods of doing business. They don't call him the Wolf of Wall Street for nothing.
Oh, well, he's not so bad.
Unfortunately, my memory for faces is superior to my memory for names. What do they call you?
Catherine.
Kate. So far, so good. What comes after it?
Button.
Oh, Miss Button. What do you know of Bertram Dutton?
I went to school with his daughter. It caused mix-ups no end.
Did you like her?
Confidentially, she got under my skin. A penny.
I'm wondering how to lure you out onto the terrace for the duration of a reasonably private kiss.
You might ask how I feel.
Very well. How do you feel?
Stifled. Let's get some air. Morning.
What time did you get in last night?
I don't know. I didn't punch the time clock.
What are you up so early for?
Maybe I wanted to see you off. And then again, maybe I'm after the worm.
What's his name?
Name of Patrick Halliday.
Do I know him?
I don't think so.
How'd you meet him?
I picked him up, sort of, in the elevator. Oh, it was mutual.
There may be hope for you after all.
Why, Father, such thoughts. Hello?
Good morning, my dear.
Oh, hello, Dudley.
Everything's going according to plan. It's all set. I'll tell you all about it at lunch.
No.
Beg pardon?
I said no.
Well, dinner, perhaps.
Oh, I'm afraid I'm going to be very busy at dinner, Dudley.
Oh, but my dear...
Very busy indeed.
Kate, this cannot go on. How long have we known each other?
33 hours, 30 minutes, and 14 seconds.
I am a firm believer in speed. I don't like long engagements.
Could it be that you are proposing to me?
That could be.
Well, I'm a girl who likes an old-fashioned courtship.
In that case, first will come the courtship.
When will it commence?
Now, this very minute.
Very well. I am waiting. Oh.
Now that we've dispensed with the courtship, we'll get married.
Why, it's a matter that needs thought.
I'll give you precisely 60 seconds to give it thought.
Well, I don't need that much time.
Your answer is...
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. You, have a father?
Yes.
Then the next logical step would be to get his permission.
Oh, well, he's a rather lovable old bear. Also, he's out of town, and, well, besides, he's fond of surprises.
So am I.
So, what are we waiting for?
Well, well. Another happy couple. Come to get married,
Well, it's not too late, is it?
Never too late. Sure you don't want to think it over?
We thought.
Think again.
Can't you just skip the advice and marry us?
Yeah. Suppose I can. Come in, come in. It'll be $2 in advance.
Trusting little soul, isn't he?
Don't suppose you got a license?
Oh, great Scott, no.
Don't get excited. Just a little joke. Don't need one in Greenwich.
Very funny.
Well, here's the register. Sign your names and residences and whether you ever taken the fatal step before. I'm going to wake Ma on the rumor. They'll be your witnesses. For an extra $2, Ma will play the wedding march on the piano.
Never mind the piano. Just get on with the marrying.
Well, hold your horses, sonny. You'll wish you weren't so impatient before long.
Oh, crazy old coot. Here, baby. Sign your name.
All right.
Did they teach you to write in school? That's the funniest looking bee I ever saw.
Oh, nerves.
Hey, look out. Oh, you spilled ink on it. I'll never be able to prove who I married.
It doesn't matter. I'll have a new name in a minute.
Well, Ma and the rumor will be down in a jiffy. Everything set?
Seems like.
You got the ring?
Ring?
Part of the ceremony, sonny. With this ring, I thee wed. That's what you repeat after me. Then you put it on your girl's finger, and bang, it's done.
Oh, Kate, I haven't got a ring.
The proverbial professor. It doesn't matter.
There's no reason to get excited. I just happen to have a few rings on hand, just in case.
You own the rice concession, too?
Well, you can pick out the ring while we wait for the witnesses.
You wouldn't happen to have one which sells in the neighborhood of $2?
It just so happens I have.
Well, just so happens we'll take it.
Well, haven't you got a better one?
I don't want a better one, Patrick. Just so happens I wouldn't want him to get out of his $2 rut.
In just a moment, we'll return with Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Romance Incorporated, starring Miss Marjorie Reynolds. And speaking of romance, here is our Mr. Van Desitel, who just loves our sponsor's product.
Chances are you've often heard me say in my soft, dulcet tones that Skippy peanut butter tastes exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. Now, just in case you don't understand what selected means, come with me now while we peek inside the Skippy plant and listen to Professor Von Goober, the famous Skippy peanut butter selector, at work. Are you ready, Professor?
Okay, I am ready. I now select the peanuts for Skippy. This one? Okay. That one? Uh-uh. This one's good? That one no good. Okay, okay. Pooey.
You see, okay, folks, that's okay. How they do it. All kidding aside, the Skippy folks are fussy as all get out about the peanuts they use. They've got to be big, fancy, super colossal, or they just don't get into Skippy. That's one reason why Skippy tastes exactly like fine, fresh roasted peanuts. The other reason is the exclusive Skippy process.
the process responsible for Skippy being completely free from oil separation, stickiness, and dryness. New, improved Skippy stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful. It all adds up to just this. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater is presenting Miss Marjorie Reynolds as Kate in Romance Incorporated.
Oh, that was the nicest honeymoon I ever had.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was. Also, it was the only one I ever had.
Even though you had to conjure up the food and furnish the transportation?
Cooking was the only subject I ever passed in school.
Kate, I have to talk to you.
Talk on.
Well, marriage founded on deception is a tricky business.
I suppose you want a full confession.
Well, I'm confessing. I was never in a USO. I wasn't eligible. I was a major in intelligence.
Oh, I'm confessing, too. I was never in a USO either. Nurse's aide.
Why, Kate, I'm ashamed of you. You picked me up.
That's a matter of opinion.
Oh, by the way, I have a surprise for you.
What kind of a surprise? A
wedding present. Some stock. Not worth very much.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a lot, though. 2,000 shares.
Oh, my.
It's a concern called Martin Motors. You've probably never heard of it, but it's yours.
Oh, my goodness.
Good morning, officer. What can I do for you?
All right, you. Get out of the car and keep your hands in the air.
Are you kidding?
Quit stalling, buddy. I'm the nervous type. Take a look at the girl, Joe.
Hey, stop pointing that thing at me. It might go off.
Do as you're told and it won't.
It's the girl, all right. I'll radio headquarters and tell them we picked them up.
What's this all about?
He wants to know what it's all about, Joe. Fancy that. Get the patrol car, buddy.
Now, wait a minute.
In, mister. Joe will ride with the lady.
Patrick!
Darling, I'm innocent. Believe me, I don't even know what I've done.
Well, it's lucky for you your father returned home early from his trip, miss.
But how?
Your father had the license number broadcast all over the state. But it's all over now. A terrible experience for you. Terrible.
That all depends on your viewpoint.
Oh, stop shoving. Hey, what's the big idea? This isn't a police station.
Well, we got your kidnapper, Mr. Dutton.
Kidnapper? Dutton?
Cut the comedy, sonny. It'll go easier with you if you confess. We got the goods on you.
Well, somebody's making a big mistake. I didn't kidnap the young lady. I married her. She's my wife. I'm her husband. We're married.
What's that?
Uh-huh.
A seven-letter word meaning joined together in holy wedlock.
Why, you heel.
You!
Careful, boys. He's got something you want.
You bet he has. You.
Well, I guess we can be going. Just another rich girl.
Oh, goodbye. It was so nice meeting you.
My dear Catherine.
Mrs. Halliday to you. Mrs. Patrick Halliday.
Halliday? Why, he's the man who owns the stock.
What?
He was coming to see me, but he never showed up. That's why I was so sure I had the deal sewed up. I was making plans for that honeymoon you promised.
But I told you to find out who had the stock and get hold of it, baby. But I certainly didn't expect you to go to such lengths as this.
Does Kate work for you?
You keep quiet.
What have you got to do with it?
I'm engaged to her.
Well, isn't that just dandy?
Isn't it just?
Will somebody please answer a few questions before I blow my top?
You answer this one. What do you mean by marrying my daughter?
Your what?
His daughter. My fiancée.
Kate, what is this? Well, say something.
Hello, Patrick.
So it's true. That trick about your name.
Well, I can explain everything, Patrick.
And I've heard about your business methods, Dutton. But this really takes the cake. I suppose the reason for all this is my 2,000 shares of Martin Motors stock.
That's right.
Well, you must have spent a lot of time coaching Kate to take your place. You've done a good job. It looks as if you'd better turn over that wolf title to Miss Wall Street here.
Oh, you're jumping to conclusions.
Six and six obviously make a dozen. You must have had yourself a good laugh. I had a crazy idea that you had everything I was looking for in a woman. But I was wrong. Because you aren't a woman at all. You're a spoiled brat.
You're speaking of the woman I love.
You're welcome to her, brother.
You better get out of here.
That's just what I was about to do.
Well, what about me?
You. I wouldn't have you and your millions on a Christmas tree.
Well, don't be a snob.
Oh, hush your noise, both of you. Now, what about the stock?
See your daughter. It was my wedding gift to her.
Oh, Patrick, you can't leave me like this. Well, you can't believe this. You can't.
Well, evidently he can. Well, what have you got to say for yourself?
Well, I'd like to think of something brilliant, but I think this will be adequate. I've got the stock, but I want Patrick. Find him.
What?
Find him. Get detectives. I want to know where he is because we have unfinished business. Mm,
you love him?
Of course.
Mm, your taste is improving. Well, I found him. What now?
Now he's going to get his wedding present back.
What?
You're going to take the stock back to him, and you're going to tell him that I had nothing to do with your little scheme.
Ah, and you'll both live happily ever after.
Now, I wouldn't have him for anything in the world.
Well, yesterday you loved him.
Well, that was yesterday. Today I despise him. You deliver that stock, and that finishes it.
What about you?
I seek solitude.
Where?
Aboard the yacht. I'm through with men in general, and Patrick in particular.
Hello, Captain Connors. Listen, my daughter will show up at the club shortly. She wants to stay on the yacht. She wants solitude. Yes, that's exactly what I said. And I want to fix it so that she can have it. Now, here's what you do.
You haven't taken a day off in 20 years. What do you want to go boating for?
Dudley, my friend, I am going to view the result of my greatest strategy. Kate wants solitude. So I had the captain and the crew desert the ship, taking the launch, of course. I also had them shanghai Patrick. Alone together, with no way of getting to shore, by now they are two happy lovebirds. And we still control Martin Motors.
Why don't you admit you acted like a heel?
What did you expect? Congratulations?
Did you actually believe that I... Oh, what kind of a girl did you think I was? Oh, don't answer that.
I'd hate to.
Why, you wife deserter.
Stop shouting.
I'll shout as much as I please. No one can hear me.
Now I know why some men beat their wives.
Oh, I'll make you sorry you ever saw me. I'll show up on that campus and stand that university on its ear.
Haven't you made enough trouble for me? Having me shanghaied so that I missed my train, I'll probably lose my job. What was the idea anyway? Did you expect me to succumb to your charms?
Having you shanghaied? Why, you conceited dope. With the more distance there is between us, the better I'll like it.
That's exactly the way I feel.
Well, then why don't you go swimming? You ought to be able to make the shore without too much trouble.
You got me out here, you're going to get me back.
Wrong. I got you out here.
Why, you old pirate.
Say, why don't you two go 10 rounds and then make up?
I profit by my mistakes.
You're insufferable.
It never fails. Whenever a woman runs out of words, which isn't often, she always resorts to violence.
Oh!
I'll take the launch. Someone from the yacht club will come out after you. Goodbye, all.
Oh, there are times when I could kill you.
Who knows? Maybe you will someday. You missed me. Better luck next time.
Some mistake in my calculations, no doubt.
No doubt.
Don't worry, Catherine, my dear. I'm still here.
Oh, that's what I was afraid
of. Now, you just forget him.
Can't you get it through your thick skull that we're married? Quite definitely legally married.
Would it interest you to know that I've been investigating annulments?
It would.
After all, he should be happy. He got his money.
What did you say?
Well, what Dudley meant was...
Never mind what Dudley meant. He said that Patrick got his money. What money?
The money for the stock.
I told you to give him the stock, Dad.
Ah, yes, so you did.
You didn't say that you gave him money instead.
So I didn't. I saw no reason for not keeping the stock in the family.
Oh, you didn't. Well, get this, Bertram, my lad. The stock is mine, not yours.
Oh, now, Kate.
Don't you Kate me, you old pirate. From the very first day I heard about this deal, you planned to swindle the owner.
Business is business.
Business, the way you practice it, is highway robbery. But this time, the old wolf of Wall Street has bitten off more than he can chew. I won't stand around and see you two jip Patrick. I'm going to see that he gets what his stock is really worth. I'm going to notify J.C. Pierce. That stock goes to the highest bidder.
Oh, but you can't do that.
Oh, can't I?
Dudley, for heaven's sake, think of something.
I'm trying to. What's a six-letter word meaning boredom?
The answer to that one is D-U-D-L-E-Y.
I suppose you have a good reason for turning against your own father.
I've discovered that honesty is the best policy.
Oh, don't talk like a gibbering idiot.
I come from a long line of gibbering idiots.
That shows what love can do to a woman's intelligence.
Well, that's it. I love him. I fell in love with him the first minute he stepped on my toes in the elevator. I didn't know who he was. I let him pick me up. I arranged the elopement. I didn't know he had anything to do with the stock until we were coming back from our honeymoon. Oh, he doesn't think much of me, and I can't say that I blame him. But he's going to get what's coming to him.
He certainly is.
I thought you'd gone.
I had. I came back.
Why?
I forgot something.
What?
You. Come on.
Oh, hey, put me down.
Kate, I've been a prize sap, but I'm in love with you. And I'm going to make up for it.
You're what?
I'm in love with you. And I was saying...
Oh, say no more.
Can't you picture yourself in a vine-covered cottage with a picket fence and a fireplace, cooking a professor's dinner?
I can now.
That's all I wanted to know.
And the dividends will be something special.
What's that, Bertram?
The dividends. My grandchildren, of course. I'll be president.
Dividends? Grandchildren, president?
Certainly. I organized the whole thing. So I'll be president of Romance Incorporated.
And the curtain falls on the second act of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Romance Incorporated, starring Miss Marjorie Reynolds, who returns in just a moment.
Peanut oil is a necessary part of peanut butter, but floating oil, messy surface oil, definitely is not necessary. In new, improved Skippy peanut butter, the oil and peanut meats are locked together for keeps, never to separate. And that's why Skippy stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful. Creamy style Skippy, blue label, is triple milled to a buttery smoothness. Chunk style, red label, is creamy with crunchy little nuggets of peanuts added. It's a fact. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. Now, here is our director, Mr. Lester Mitchell.
And here's our star, Miss Marjorie Reynolds, who has given us a very pleasant half hour indeed.
Oh, you're very kind, Les, but I'm afraid I'm the one who had the best time.
Well, at any rate, everybody's happy. Now, Marjorie, I want to question you about your statement before the show that you really prefer radio to motion pictures. How can that be for one like you who's had such a brilliant motion picture career?
Well, it just happens to be the way I feel about it, Les. I believe that doing radio, the actor has much better opportunity to live his own life. For instance, you can have a home life of your own and still have your acting career without much conflict.
And here all the time I've been thinking the life of a motion picture star is all honey and wine. Supposing you give us your routine for an average day in the life of a motion picture actress, huh?
Oh, my, it makes me tired to think of it. Well, here goes. Up at 6 o'clock, rush around and get ready to leave for the studio. Arrive at the studio at 7, go to the makeup department where my hair is washed, set, and dried, and, oh, this is every day, mind you, and then makeup and many times body makeup as necessary, take a quick look at my lines for the day, and arrive at the set ready for work at 9 o'clock. If I'm lucky, I can grab a cup of coffee and a donut on the way. Work through until noon.
And then?
Oh, we break for 1 hour lunch, and during this time I have to check my makeup, possibly have my hair reset, try to get a bite to eat in the same time, talking with a reporter for an interview, call home and see if the baby is all right, and order dinner. And then work straight through until 6 o'clock. Shall I go on?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Dinner around 7, and then try to spend an hour with the baby, study lines, and get to bed early, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, there are previews, people who have to be seen, and important engagements that have to be kept, and I'd like to find a few minutes to talk to my husband about his career. Well, I guess that's about all.
Well, that's about enough. Makes me tired just to think about it. I can also appreciate what you say about looking with favor on radios compared with motion pictures. We've enjoyed having you in the show very much, Marjorie. Please come back again.
No, I'd be glad to. You know me, Les. I love radio. Before I go, I'd like to thank Ned Lefevre, Herbert Rawlinson, and the rest of the cast for their fine performance. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Miss Marjorie Reynolds.
Miss Marjorie Reynolds was supported by Ned Lefevre as Patrick, Herb Rawlinson as Bertram, Stanley Waxman as Dudley, Herman B. Waldman as the Justice. Romance Incorporated was written by Lennox and Jerry Day, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
Thank you for being our guests, and join us again next week.
Musical score was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Be sure to listen each week and hear Peggy Ann Garner and many other great actors and great stories selected especially for them. Miss Marjorie Reynolds can soon be seen in the Seymour and Evansall production, Heaven Only Knows. Dan Desitel speaking for the Skippy Hollywood Theater. This program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time.